Gavin Robinson, DUP MP for East Belfast. Thanks for talking to us on the programme. Interest rates are increasing for a third time in 4 months. The European Central Bank, which controls borrowing costs in the Eurozone, has just announced an increase of 0.75% in its key lending rate. The cost of tracker mortgages, which follow ECB rates, is expected to rise in line with the increase. It remains to be seen if banks and other lenders will increase variable mortgage and other lending rates. Let's talk to our business editor, Will Goodbody, who's with me with this breaking news. The ECB statement just in the last few minutes, Will, very much along the lines of what was expected.
That's right, Brian. I mean, inflation now in the Eurozone is running at almost 10% here. It's over 8%. Energy is the big driver of much of that. And unfortunately, that can't really be controlled to any great extent in the short term. But the wider problem is that there are signs of a spillover of that into the wider economy. And I guess that increases the risk of inflation becoming ingrained or entrenched. So really, the ECB has had little choice but to continue acting by raising rates to bring inflation back down towards its target of 2%. Because, as we know, raising rates reduces the amount that consumers and businesses borrow and therefore spend. And that in turn then reduces the demand that drives prices up. In its statement just issued in the last few minutes, the ECB says inflation remains far too high and will stay above the target for an extended period. It says in recent months, soaring energy and food prices, supply bottlenecks and the post-pandemic recovery in demand have led to a broadening of price pressures and an increase in inflation. And it says the Governing Council's monetary policy is aimed at reducing support for demand and guarding against the risk of a persistent forward shift in inflation expectations.
So what are we likely to see then from the banks, from other lenders in response to this, particularly, I suppose, in relation, Will, to mortgages?
Yeah, so I mean, as you alluded to there, there are around 200,000 people in the country who have tracker mortgages still. So for them, they'll see more or less an instant increase in their monthly repayments. For example, a 0.75% increase will add around €76 a month to the cost of repayments on a €200,000 tracker that has a margin of 1% above the ECB rate and that has about 25 years remaining on it. But there are also around 200,000 borrowers with variable rates so far, as you said, that the main banks have not passed on those increases since July to their mortgage holders who have variable rates. But certainly the expectation is that the main banks just can't continue holding the line on variable rates indefinitely. So we'll be watching closely what the banks say and do over the coming days on that. The situation is increasingly a growing dilemma, though, for those on variable and tracker rates, because, you know, trackers used to be highly prized for their good value and the banks don't offer them anymore. But as rates increase, they are increasingly becoming less attractive. So we have seen a lot of activity in the mortgage market in the last couple of months, with people fixing their rates over the last few months. And those rates are starting to creep up too, with AIB and its EBS and Haven affiliates announcing that they were increasing their rates for new fixed mortgages by 0.5% a few weeks ago. While the non-bank lenders, who've been coming under pressure because they get their money from the wholesale money markets, they've also increased their fixed rates in response to the ECB rate hikes we've seen so far. So while up until now Irish homeowners have been relatively insulated from all this, that is clearly about to change.
So the third increase since July, and every expectation that there could yet be more to come.
Yeah, I mean, the consensus seems to be that the ECB will likely have to go further at its next meeting in December. I mean, specifically what it's saying in its statement released this lunchtime is that it expects to raise interest rates further to ensure the timely return of inflation to that 2% target. It says the Governing Council will base the future policy rate path on the evolving outlook for inflation and the economy following its meeting-by-meeting approach. I suppose the only thing that could mitigate more against that happening is that the European economy, as we know, is in something of a downturn at the moment. If that were to continue and to get worse, we could see almost a natural softening of the inflation impact, and that then in turn could take the pressure off the ECB to increase rates again in December. But as it stands, many experts and market analysts are expecting that by this time next year, rates will have risen since last July to around 3%.
Will Goodbody, thank you for that. Let's talk now to Padraig Casán, financial advisor, member of the Irish Banking Culture Board. A very good afternoon to you, Padraig Casán, and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Brian.
There'll be people hearing this news this lunchtime, perhaps already under financial stress as a result of what's happening on the inflation front, looking now at the cost of their mortgage, maybe other borrowings as well going up. For those who feel that this is an increase that they're going to find it very difficult to cope with, what's the advice?
Well, of course, it's not welcome news. I mean, Will made a good point that a lot of people that were on trackers that heretofore enjoyed a period of very low interest rates. The the average now coming in at 2% plus whatever the margin is going to start affecting people. People who are currently in arrangements, if the current increase shoots them over their affordability levels, they should certainly immediately contact the bank to say that this is going to cause a problem. And I would advise sooner rather than later. In other words, if it's a definitive that you are going to run into difficulty, the earlier you contact your provider, the better.
And what kind of arrangements might be available to somebody in that situation?
So some of the arrangements that would have been in place, this would have been somebody that would have been in a difficulty already post-Celtic Tiger. A lot of those arrangements were completed by what's called the completion of a standard financial statement. Those can be revisited in a number of ways. In other words, if your circumstances improve, the bank can review it in order to increase what you're paying towards your overall debt. But if the opposite happens, which could easily occur now with these types of increases that are happening, you go back and you revisit the situation again, because the mean affordability of your amount per month is being eaten into now by interest rate increases, and that would probably need to be revisited in some occasions. However, Brian, there are also people now who are probably going to fall into the category of requiring assistance and help. And I think certainly one thing that has improved since the crash of 2009 and the treatment and how people are treated in arrears is certainly in a lot better place than it was before now.
What then are the, and for somebody who's facing difficulty for the first time, what are the obligations of the bank or the lender in how they deal with that individual?
Well, there is what's called a mortgage resolution, the mortgage arrears resolution process in place. And within that, there's a number of totaling about 8 options that have to be looked at before sustainability becomes a factor. A lot of people will worry today if they miss their mortgage and they dread the letter coming in the door and so forth. The advice I give consistently is contact the bank. The arrears support units in the banks are there, they're manned, they're there, and they have dealt with these things because they know not dealing with it is only creating a problem for both themselves, but more importantly for their customers down the line if the arrears factor becomes a bigger figure than it should be if somebody acts earlier. Mm-hmm. So there are plenty of supports in place. And of course, there is the Insolvency Service of Ireland that also has facilities there. But like there's MADS, there's consumer advocates out there who deal with this area on a daily mm-hmm. basis. But for somebody that's coming to it new, it's obviously, there's a lot of stress involved. I would say contact your bank immediately and see where they take you.
And just finally, Porikasan, the difference now compared to the crash of a decade ago is that we have these much stricter lending rules in force by the central bank, the loan-to-value ratios, the income ratios. We're going to see if and how effective those are, aren't we, as interest rates and mortgage rates creep up?
Yeah, I mean, as I said last week, when the Times income was increased by the central bank recently in terms of what you could borrow, it will automatically, increasing interest rates will automatically cause property prices to stabilise or indeed come down. However, at the moment, because of supply reasons, that isn't happening. But I think what the ECB are doing here, Brian, is they're escalating the level of increases in interest rates in order to prevent inflation become embedded. But I think, as we all know pretty much clearly now, there is also going to be the recessionary pressures coming on, and that may indeed halt some of the more longer term increases that are being forecast. I believe that the recession will take hold and the ECB will realize that continuing to increase interest rates could be foolhardy in a longer term basis, but immediately it is